Hey, Devin.
First, I just instead of sitting here answering a ton of questions back and forth about pregame and taking away from the great effort of the team, I'm just gonna just say how I feel and how a lot of guys felt. We were obviously very conflicted. We knew our message would be perceived by a lot of people in a way that wasn't what we were trying to put out. A lot of guys felt, I mean, all over the place by the comments by the president Friday night. As a leader on the team, a lot of guys came to me and, you know, they were just, they didn't know what to do and, you know, they just were kind of angry. And it was good Saturday. We all kind of talked as a group of, you know, releasing that anger and not being angry. And we were in chapel and a lot of guys talked about understanding that in our faith, God's first. And we wanted to come together and, you know, first and foremost, we hate that people's going to see it as that we don't respect the military and the men and women that are way braver than us that go and put their life on the line every day for us to have the right to play football. And we know people are going to see it that way. And, you know, guys have family members, fathers, mothers, brothers, sisters that serve. And they were really conflicted about it. But we just wanted to send a message of unity and being together and, you know, not standing for the disrespect and, you know, different ways guys felt and so many different things going through a lot of guys' heads. And it was unique to see guys kind of come together and bond together as a group before the game and do that. But I think all of us want a message that goes out of unity, being together, obviously as a team and also as a fraternity of NFL players. Guys talked throughout the league about that, and it was great to be a part of a lot of guys trying to do the right thing. Obviously, it won't be seen as the right thing to everybody, but I think in our hearts what we focused on the most was that we were trying to do the right thing today, and I'm proud of our guys, and I'm proud of the group and the guys I get to go out there and play football with. They're all great guys. They're better people than they are football players.
Is it disheartening? Because there were boos, there were people who were singing stand up, and like you just said,
no
that wasn't the message.
I just wanted to send that out, sure. And then just, you know, I want to answer football questions just for the sake of the team, not it being all about just myself.
Devin, you knew coming into the game Deshaun Watson was going to be a challenge. When you see him as a rookie quarterback running around, then still having the presence to keep his eyes down the field, especially on that final or next-to-last drive that he had to get that field goal, what does that say about him and how hard was it for you guys to?
He's tough, man. When you're in the secondary, you look back there and it looks like you got him a couple of times. Then, you know, he breaks out, he goes left, he goes right. He made a lot of plays, and I think it was – kind of the next step for him because, you know, we watched the Cincinnati film and it was kind of like, you know, no one open. He tucked in and he made a play with his legs, which he did a little bit of that today. But, you know, he was able to kind of move left and right a little bit and then get his eyes back downfield, which puts a lot of pressure on us defensively. So that guy's going to be a great quarterback. He played really well today and really made it tough for us in certain moments. I mean, he scrambled left one time and threw all the way across his body back to the right, which everyone says you shouldn't do. And, I mean, he threw a perfect pass. So we got a lot of work because next week, I mean, that guy coming in here can do that better than anyone in the NFL. So there's something obviously we got to keep working on. We talked about it, but it's tough. You know, he's a good player.
Devin, as we look back to sort of the defining point of the game, the third down stop, and then what Tom and the offense did to take that down the field, what did you see on the third down stop from your perspective? And what are your thoughts on Brady leading the offense in that situation?
Yeah, we took the field, like, let's just get off the field and give the ball back to our offense. And we obviously want to get off earlier. You know, I think it was a two-point game or two-point game. So, you know, we get the ball to our offense and we just need a field goal. But they were able to put a couple plays together and get in the field goal range. But we knew once we got there, we had to make them kick three to just give ourselves a chance to win the game, especially once we started using our timeout. So it was a great stop on third down. We decided to go, you know, goal line with the three corners in there. And, you know, once we do that, we kind of know up front we got to stop the run. And myself, Malcolm, and Steph are out there against three receivers. Like, we got to make sure they can't throw it for a first down. And, defensively, we got a lot of faith. If we just give our offense the ball back with some time, they can make it happen. But, you know, they did a great job. You know, odds are stacked against them. That's a great defense on the other side. And to drive down there and get the game-winning touchdown was great. You know, I thought that was a true game where everything didn't go right for us as a team, but we just kept fighting, you know. And you know, I think after the Kansas City game where we kind of all felt like we didn't do that, it was big to be a part of today where guys just kept fighting and kept playing and just let it be what it was going to be, you know. But your effort wasn't going to be the reason why, you know, we didn't finish and get a win. Yeah, I mean, I'm a little different. You know, when you play corner in this league, you're going to have some bad plays. It's hard to go out there and, you know, pitch shutouts and, you know, play great every week. So I think I said it during the week. To me, I thought I saw Malcolm out there competing his butt off every play anyway and trying to do that and trying to do what was best for the team day in and day out, not just on Sundays, but in practice. So that's how it goes in this league. And Malcolm's a guy that didn't get off course with anything, you know, how he felt personally. He just kept at it. And it's always good to see when you keep at it and you keep busting your butt to come out here and play well, especially in a matchup where, you know, him and Steph saw a lot of Hopkins, who's a really good receiver in this league. So, you know, we put a lot of pressure on those guys outside, and they held up and was able to help us get a win today.
Dev, how much of a physical test was this on the defense because of the weather and you're chasing Deshaun all over the field?
Yeah, I mean, this is not the ideal weather when you got a scrambling quarterback back there and plays are extending. And, you know, when you can't prepare for this heat, especially here, you know, we had a week of, you know, hard rain, you know, mid-50s. And then, you know, out of nowhere today, we get in the mid to upper 80s. So it was a grind. And I think we kind of prepared ourselves through the week. You know, Bill came in there early in the week and said, you know, as of now, the forecast is looking like it's going to be hot Sunday. We need to start hydrating. That was on Wednesday. And I thought guys tried to do that and try to get their bodies ready. We knew it was going to be a grueling test out there today. And, you know, they're a team that's very mentally tough, too. So we knew the weather and all of that wasn't going to bother them. They were going to come out here and play for 60 minutes. So we knew we had to match that and keep fighting them for the whole game.
Devin, I think you touched on it a little bit, but when you see Tom Brady take the field with 2 minutes down five, any question in your mind that the offense is going to go do their job?
No, we were on the sideline talking about 2 minutes, and I think that's how you got to be. You got to have faith in your teammates. Defense has to have faith in the offense. Offense, faith in the defense to go out there and play. And we talked about it. You know, we had obviously the series before talked about being in kind of 4 minute, get the ball back. And, you know, once we got the ball back and got it to our offense, it was all about, hey, we got to get ready 2 minutes. We don't know how much time's going to be left, you know, a minute, under a minute, but we got to get ready to make sure we don't give up the play for them to win the game. And, you know, once we got the touchdown, we had already talked about what the plan was going to be going on the field defensively. And it doesn't always work out like that, but today it was great by both sides.
You had ground back there for that final play?
Yeah, we got to get them right, line them up. And he did a great job of just going up there and trying to make a play. And somehow this guy Deron ends up with a free interception.
Devin, despite the stop at the end there, I think we might have been a Tom Brady drive away from some concerns about the defense in this game. Are there any concerns about letting up the long drives, letting up the big plays again this week?
I think Bill said it the best after the game. You know, we got a lot of work to do. Defensively, I was talking to Hogan. He said offensively we got a lot of work to do. So it's just a constant, you know, work in progress. We just got to keep after it. You know, no plays are the same. Like, we gave up some big plays on, you know, this guy scrambling, throwing it back, which is not, you know, it's not the drop back, throw it, you know, down the field, a pick play or something like that, which we fixed that today. But, you know, that's the NFL. You know, it's always going to be something new. So I think today obviously was a tough test with Watson. But it doesn't get easier next week with Cam Newton. So I think the good thing is we'll get to break this film down and we have to be highly critical of how we played against Watson because we're going to see something similar next Sunday. Thank you. Thanks,